Hi, we're so glad you could join us for this Q2 update on our organization and global portfolio. My name is Steve Scatrud, and I'm a client PM here at SGA. I'm joined by analyst and PM HK Gupta. HK joined SGA in 2014 and is a primary or backup analyst covering a wide array of global companies while also acting as one of our three PMs on the global portfolio. From an organizational perspective, our investment team was stable with no turnover, but we did make additions to both our compliance and client service teams. Turning to the portfolio, HK, how did the portfolio perform in Q2?
Hello, Steve. The portfolio returned 7.3% gross and 7.1% net versus 7.4% for the ACWI and 10% for ACWI growth in the second quarter.
And what were the prime drivers of performance in Q2?
Well, during the quarter, our stock selection detracted from performance, while the sector allocations contributed to it. Stocks in the healthcare and industrial sectors helped, but those in the financials, consumer staples, and the consumer discretionary sectors detracted. I do want to speak briefly about the evolving changes in China and specifically about New Oriental Education, as it impacted the portfolio performance by approximately 150 basis points this quarter. It is a Chinese private education company that provides after-school tutoring and English language test prep for K-12 students. About 70% of K-12 students in major cities are enrolled in such programs in China. This company has had a superior brand, better technology, and quality teachers. And it has operated in a highly fragmented industry where the top two, EDU and its close competitor, Dell, have only held around 5% of the market share. During the second quarter, there was growing speculation about the potential of new regulations by the Chinese government. We conducted multiple man overboard drills whenever new news was available and re-evaluated our investment thesis. We determined that the government regulation was more likely to impact the smaller players, perhaps by limiting the advertising spend, reducing the hours of operation, and could possibly lead to consolidation, which would have been beneficial for India. We continue to expect that the government would prefer to maintain the industry, which has wide support among parents, but may be regulated more closely going ahead. After the end of the quarter, however, it became clear that our thesis was wrong. A much more aggressive and ideological approach was being developed by the government. And this posed a threat to the predictability and sustainability of the company's growth trajectory. The government was contemplating banning these companies from earning any profits and also raising any money from foreign investors. Since the business no longer met our quality characteristics, we decided to sell it from our portfolios. Now, if we look ahead, we see the risk of this changing regulatory situation in China affecting other companies as well. And we are evaluating all companies on our qualified company list to reconfirm our thesis and determine whether they continue to possess the quality characteristics that we require of them.
Okay, thanks. Can you tell us about the activity in the portfolio during the quarter?
Yes. So we sold Kansas City Southern, which was a beneficiary of competitive acquisition bids from two Canadian railroad companies. And we initiated new positions in Mercado Libre and Recruit Holdings. Mercado Libre is a business that we owned for many years in the past and had sold last year due to valuation reasons. This year, as the numbers rolled forward and the stock came back in, the valuation opportunity became attractive, and we chose to initiate the investment again. And Recruit Holdings will be a beneficiary of cyclical recovery in the staffing business, and its technology platform, which comprises of Indeed.com and Glassdoor, is witnessing very strong growth, and that too at higher margins. Beyond these two additions, there was regular activity of trimming on strength and adding on weakness as part of our continuous valuation discipline.
Okay. How is the portfolio positioned looking forward?
Well, recently there has been a moderation of style-related headwinds that we saw or we've been witnessing since the second half of 2020. The 10-year is no longer rising, and related sectors like the U.S. banks, where we don't have any exposure, are no longer a headwind. And over the next 3 years, the portfolio is forecasted to generate approximately 23% earnings growth versus approximately 18% for the ACWI, with much less variability, as is generally the case with us. I also want to highlight that the recent performance pattern, excluding the stock-specific idiosyncrasies, is not new to us. We tend to outperform during periods of stress, given our focus on business quality, and then often lag a bit during periods of initial recovery. And over the course of time, generally deliver strong absolute returns as our investments continue to grow steadily.
That's helpful. Can you tell us about some of the risks on the horizon and how you're factoring them in?
Yes, so we are closely observing a few as it pertains to our investments. First, any further changes in the regulatory approach in China will be a negative for the capital markets, as it reduces the predictability and increases the risk of investing in the geography. Second, we continue to expect higher volatility due to, you know, different vaccination rates across countries, the rise of variants, geopolitical risks, high debt levels in the developed world, etc. And lastly, the third one is the inflationary threat. We currently view it as largely transitory, and particularly as we go into 2022, inflation will have even tougher comps, so it should begin to moderate. But as you know, we tend to look at risks in terms of our businesses as opposed to macro forecasting.
Okay. Thank you very much, HK, for your time here today. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. If you'd like additional information or insights on our portfolios, please check out our website at sgadvisors.com. Thanks again, and have a great day.
Disclosures. The opinions expressed herein reflect the opinions of Sustainable Growth Advisors, LP. The performance results are presented gross and net of management fees and include the reinvestment of all income. The net returns are calculated based upon the highest published fees. The net performance has been reduced by the amount of the highest published fee that may be charged to SGA clients, 85 basis points, employing the global growth equity strategy. Actual fees charged to clients may vary. The largest contributors and detractors are determined using a ranking of the absolute contribution to portfolio return by each security held over the period under consideration. The securities referenced herein are not a solicitation or recommendation to buy, sell, or hold securities. Upon request, SGA can provide a list of all portfolio holdings held in SGA's global growth portfolio for the past year. SGA's earnings growth forecast data is based upon portfolio companies' non-GAAP operating earnings. Past performance is no guarantee for future results.